Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday. Well, I say happy Monday. Not exactly around these parts. Talking about the Falcons' loss to New England yesterday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to the wake-up call in just 1 second. Before we do that, and let me just say this too. When we get the wake-up calls, get there. All right, we got full phone lines from top to bottom. You got 5, maybe 10 seconds to get through whatever you're thinking on this loss yesterday. It obviously stunk. Here's what I'm going to talk about before we get there. And, Bo, I want you to tell me if I'm wrong on this. This is the most important week of Raheem's tenure for the Atlanta Falcons. This week, like not the game, not the outcome of the game against the Colts. This week, though, making sure that even if you lose, this game does not get lopsided in Germany. You've lost 3 straight. You're flying all the way to Germany, and you're playing one of the best teams in the NFL. He has to put this team up to bat this week, and he has to do his best coaching job. All the stuff we talk about the locker room, the culture, the vibes, whatever else it is, he has to have these guys locked in this week. I think it's the most important week of his tenure right now.
You can go to Berlin and lose. You can't go to Berlin and get blown out.
100%.
And it's kind of a crossroads for the season in general. That's the thing. Like, I am as emotional as anybody. And when you lose like you did to the Dolphins, that was angry for me. That was at a loss. That was that was as frustrated as you'll hear me. Yesterday, I saw a team that made mistakes and overcame them at times, was very resilient. I can't look at yesterday and say, oh, coaching sucks. It's all in the coaching, because there was executional things that the players have to get right on the field. There's nothing else you can do to set guys up to go out there and execute more than what they did. Did I like every call? No. I had no issue with the 4th-and-20, Mike. I punted. I mean, it's really ridiculous. I have no issue the way the first half necessarily played out, because what you were trying to do. I understand what you were trying to do. As a coach, I think before we get these calls, and I want your comment before you do, you are making decisions, and sometimes you're gambling that your guys are going to get a play so you get an opportunity. If they don't make the plays, then it's easy to look back and say, well, you're an idiot for doing that. If you don't take timeouts on that drive, right, before the half where it looks like you're about to give them points because you took them, and you make the stop, now you're second-guessed by the fan base for not taking those timeouts. So there are situations as a coach where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you got to go with whatever you think is how you're playing. It worked out. I think we're overly hypersensitive of judging based on what does and doesn't happen. I got a guy ask me, why didn't we go for 2? Well, there was 5 minutes left in the game when you scored the touchdown late in the game, and you don't expect to miss the extra point.
Yeah, time is a flat circle. I had a tweet yesterday from a gentleman that was like, hey, I think instead of going for the 4th-and-2, we should have kicked a field goal in the first half the one where you tried to throw the slant to Drake London. Like, time is a flat circle. Do you really, like, looking back on that, do you think kicking a field goal was the right thing to do in that situation?
Think that, do you?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I understand the sentiment of saying, hey, take the points. But I think that when you look deeper into it, this is not fantasy football. It's just, you know whether or not your kicker's good from there. You know what your odds are better at doing. I even think in real time, the fourth and two, I actually thought that Michael Penix made a bad read at the time. Like, there's no way that throwing the quick slant to Drake London when Christian Gonzalez is in press coverage is your read. I'm gonna go back and watch it this morning. I'm like, there ain't nobody else open. Like, that's how the play is designed to be. Everybody else is on the left side of the formation. He's got one-on-one on the right. You throw the quick slant. So you believe in him. All right, again, wake-up call coming up. Keep it really, really short and quick. Let's try to get to all these. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines, and let's get to the first caller. Dylan, let's talk to Josh in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike Mafia, stand up real quick. Hey, real quick, guys. Y'all have been hitting the nail on the head. The team played really good, minus the mistakes. Penix looked good. It's good to have him back. Drake played out of his mind. It's the kicking situation. I mean, granted, we all don't want to go back in time, wish we could just cut coup, but kickers are such a head case. You really don't know what they have or what they can do until game time situations. And I think they're going to get better, but like Bo just said, this week in particular on Sunday, you cannot get blown out against the Colts. You got a 6-7 loss window, and if you will make the playoffs, like the playing around has stopped today.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Brings up a good point. Like I said, I think this is the most important week in Raheem Morris's tenure. I'm not the guy that's going to stand on the table for Raheem Morris right now. I do, as it stands right now, I hope he gets a chance to make his new offensive coordinator hire, because as it stands, I'd keep Raheem. I'd get rid of Zach right now. But obviously, that there's a lot more to pan out, and I actually thought that Zach Robinson took steps in the right direction this past weekend. All right, Dylan, let's go back to the lines. Let's talk to Dan in Decatur. Dan, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
Mafia, what's happening, y'all? Stand up.
Love it.
Hey, man, real simple, man. It's just execution, bro. It's execution. As a coach, it's frustrating. We make certain calls. It's got to be done on the field. You know what I mean? They played a good game, but it's got to be done on the field at the same time. So, you know, a lot of people say and point the finger and play the blame game, but if you really understand the game of football and you're watching and you see what's going on, you will understand that there are certain things that are just not on the coaches. Also, Young Ho Cooper, we was just playing, bro. We were just playing, bro. We were just playing. Come on back. You have a good one.
No, we were not just playing. I'm good on that. I don't need to live that experience anymore.
It's a good point. Like, again, we can pinpoint things where there are coaching issues, but if we're going to blame coaching for it, we're gonna play blame game. We have to be real with ourselves and blame when the players don't get it done too. It's not always coaching. It's not always players. Sometimes it's all of the. Sometimes you can go towards more one or the other. Last week, have at it, brother. You weren't prepared for whatever you didn't make it, whatever you want to say. Last week, I think coaching takes a lot of blame in that.
Yeah.
I think this week there were a couple of plays where you clearly had things that you were trying to do, and there were little moments where you didn't go out there and per man make the play, and they did.
Have we even made the point yet on this show that Charlie Warner played 5 snaps?
We have not even talked about it.
Charlie Warner, 5 snaps yesterday.
We can talk about it. Some of that might have been the game plan to open it up more and try to do that. Some of it might have just been, let's show something different from the run game where we have a little bit of, unscouted looks.
We're going to get the phone lines. In my mind, I'm hoping Raheem Morris walked in that offense room and goes, I don't want to see freaking 10 wide zones in a row at all. And I don't want to see Charlie Warner running with the motion and we're just tucking him behind him. I don't want to see it. That's what my brain tells me.
And remember the conversation that we supposedly had, Zach Robinson, D-led, the offensive line coach, Dwayne Leppard, 30 minutes after the game about maybe that was some of it, getting different run scheme involved.
They did, and they tried to, and they had a couple that did actually work. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Randy and McDonald. Randy, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up? I ain't gonna lie. I think, Mike, you touched on it a little bit, man. Zach Robinson, man. I don't even think it's a big week for Raheem. I think it's Zach Robinson, man. We got to see something. And man, our first 15, maybe 20 plays this game was awful to me. We had three and outs, man, and we were, I think it was 14-0 real quick.
Yep.
And another thing before I go, man,
when is the fan experience going to be on 92.9 The Game?
Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call, man. There is no more important hire than a defensive coach hiring his offensive coordinator. There's just not. Like, we can talk about all these other situations. You talk about the coaches, Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, McDonald and Clint Kubiak, even Mike Vrabel. Do you know who Mike Vrabel's first two offensive coordinators were when he got the Titans job? LaFleur and Arthur Smith. All right, you know who the two guys after that were? Me neither. Nobody remembers. They got him fired. All right, that's exactly what happened. Well, Mike Vrabel ended up getting fired.
You could say Ryan Tannehill got him fired.
Who's that?
Ryan Tannehill.
Well, that's another conversation for another day. He also had a couple 12-1 seasons that made him, you know, look actually good. All right, let's try to get at least one more in here. Let's go to – hey, Dylan, let's go to Gabe in East Atlanta. Gabe, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Mike Mafia?
Hey, man, wait, let's go.
So real quick, so we played in Boston, right? So yeah. And we lost. I want to do the movie Celtic Pride to Zach Robinson. I just want to kidnap him to the end of the season. I'll feed him good, lemon pepper wings. I'll even give him some of that bourbon ice cream y'all had on Friday.
Oh,
but he
yeah.
cannot see wow. Flowery Branch. He can't see Flowery Branch until February 31st.
I tell you what, I agree. I can't believe Zach Robinson missed the extra point. I can't believe he snapped the ball early. I mean, damn. I get it, but
he's
I get
not
it.
Completely void.
I'm not.
You and I talked about in the pregame show that this. How many teams had come out in the first possession and scored touchdowns on New England? Seven out of eight,
again,
and we go 3-0.
Again, I'm not saying that, but again, one person didn't cost you the game yesterday. One person did not cost you that football game yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
We can talk round. I don't think Gabe was saying that.
I'm all about calling out guys when they screw up. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about the 2 weeks before that, I think Zach Robinson gets a lot of blame.
Let's not let it go by the wayside either that Gabe definitely said February 31st. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm glad you noticed that.
And I don't
that.
Know, is that a ding by the wayside? I don't know. All right. Well,
I also want to mention it's 2025. Everyone's feelings are valid. Everyone feels
is that
a certain
what it
way.
Is?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I live in 1995 then because I don't believe that.
Yeah. Sure, color me shocked. Like, I can't believe you don't think the feelings are valid. Let them air it out. Let's go.
Yes, air it out. Use this as your therapy today. And join the morning shift. That's us every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. Again, it's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, former Falcons QB and Falcons Radio Network analyst Dave Archer will join us to talk about yesterday's game. He is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's behind the glass, and we're bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hey, Arch, frustrating loss yesterday, obviously, and a lot of focus on Parker Romo today, but it felt like there's also a lot of good that happened yesterday as well. So what was your takeaway from the game?
Yeah, I thought there was some really good stuff, Allie. I thought that the defense did, for the most part, you know, kind of held onto the rope. I mean, you generate two turnovers, create two short field opportunities that you cash in, six sacks yesterday. The defense got after the quarterback. I thought they limited Drake May. My key to the game was make sure Drake May can't run around and extend plays. And I think he had eight carries for 20 yards, and you mix in the six sacks. I thought they did even a better job of him. Got that play right at the end of the first half by Jalen Walker on that stunt. Really good job of timing the stunt up, comes to the inside, gets around May, gets the ball out. And, of course, Pierce just short of scoring, but Atlanta's able to cash that in. And I thought in the second half, you really limited them. I think they scored 3 points in the second half, did a much better job on them. Still got some third down inefficiencies you got to figure out. And that's coupled with what's going on in first and second down. But, yeah, I thought that was something that was pretty good. And I thought Penix began to kind of grow into the game. I mentioned it during the broadcast. I thought that he struggled early on. I thought that New England did a good job of confusing him. Again, you're going to see different looks when you've only started a handful of games in the National Football League. And so I thought they did some decent stuff early on, but I thought he began to settle in. We began to block him a little bit better. And I thought he did a good job of sorting out some things. And then he used what I think he should have been using all along, is his athleticism. People don't realize how good an athlete he is because he just doesn't do it. And I thought he helped the team out by getting out of the pocket some.
I've been saying it all along. You sound like you kind of cover everything. So thanks for joining us, Arch. No, what did you think about the game plan? It felt to me, Arch, like the game plan offensively was to come out and kind of spread it out a little bit. Is that what you saw, and maybe take some pressure off the running game because of how good they were as a run defense?
Well, sure. They knew that this team was stout against the run, and so what do you do with when you got big people on the interior? Is what you try to do is you make them run. So you get the ball to the perimeter, some of the screen games, some of the quick game. Try to get some of that stuff going to where you make some of those big guys run around a little bit more. Maybe take a little bit of starch out of them at the point of attack in the run game, and then get back to the running game. We didn't run the ball probably enough as we probably should have. I thought we got a little bit of a footing in the run game, I guess maybe in the second half, but probably looking back on it, there's always second guessing you can go on in a game plan. Should we have sprinkled a little bit more of this in? I thought that New England did a really pretty good job of defending the screen game. They were very much in tune with where Bijan was when he was on the perimeter. They did a pretty good job of that. In all honesty, I don't think we're winning well enough downfield on pass routes. I'm looking at the tape now, and I just don't see a lot of separation. I don't see a lot of guys winning down the field, which, you know, for a young quarterback, that muddies the water. Do I turn that loose? Do I put the ball in harm's way? That's why the ball goes to Drake London a great deal. One, he's a really good player. And number two, he even if he's covered, he's not. You can throw the ball to him. He's going to make a play on it. You can't really say that about anybody else.
I want to follow up on that, Arch, and talk about the running game a little bit. And you mentioned it probably didn't run it as much as you would have wanted to. I thought one of the eye-popping things, and I kind of noticed it in the game, but followed up this morning, checking out some of the stats. How about Charlie Warner getting 5 snaps yesterday? Do you think that was more by design, or do you think that was more of a, you know, game flow decision of what's working and what's not working? We talked to you on Friday about Raheem kind of challenging these guys up front and needing to win their blocks, and to see him only get 5 snaps, it just kind of raised the eyebrow a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's no question he's a guy that, you know, you lean on. Did this have something to do with maybe Charlie not playing as well the week before? And, Mike, you know as well as I do, this is a battle of attrition. Have we been asking him to do too much? Are we wearing him down to where maybe you need to sprinkle in a little bit more stuff without him on the field to rejuvenate him a little bit? I don't know. That's just me kind of guessing on that. But you did have a lot more Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson on the field at the same time. I know they wanted to keep Pitts on the field a little bit more. So I can't answer that specifically. I just wonder if the numbers are getting so high on Charlie that maybe you needed to try to go with some different personnel.
Arch, I got really 2 guys I want to get to before we get out of here, but the first one would be Jalen Walker. He obviously has been injured. He comes back, and all of a sudden, man, he just, hey, here I am. I'm here. What did you see from him that allowed him to have that type of day?
Well, he just was healthy, Bo. You got a chance to get him on the field when you saw pretty close to what you're going to get if you get a full-speed Jalen Walker. This is what they've been kind of waiting on. I think this is why they've been, agonizingly patient with bringing him back off of some of these soft tissue injuries, is that you didn't want it to be kind of this nagging thing. Okay, we got him this week. He's out for 2. We get him for another week. I think they tried to wait to see if they could get as fully healthy Jalen Walker as they could get. And I think we saw what he can do from a power standpoint. You saw the speed, the power, the ability to run the stunts. I mean, we even saw him off in coverage. I thought they completed a couple passes on him, did a really good job of isolating what I thought was a wide receiver in the backfield. I mean, who ever heard of DeMario Douglas prior to today, yesterday? I'd never even heard of the guy out of Louisville, 5'8". Another one of those guys you can put in your pocket, Mike, but he's 5'8", 180, and they did a good job of getting him in the backfield and isolated him on Walker on that little wheel down when they scored their first touchdown. But Jalen dropped off in coverage, had the tight end blanketed. Now the guy caught it. I mean, yeah. give Henry some credit for catching the ball. I thought he played at really, really high level, and I thought his physicality changed the game, I thought, in the second half a little bit for New England. I didn't think they have an answer for Jalen Walker.
I want to talk a little bit about Brandon Dorlus, and you visited with him afterwards. I thought his answers were really good. It's one of the first times we've actually heard much from Brandon Dorlus, and he was, talking about kind of making his imprint, and, we haven't seen it. We didn't see any of him last year, and then he kind of burst on the scene. He's been winning his pass rush matchups at a really high clip. Just that conversation you had with him I thought was really cool, and he's playing at a really high level right now.
Yeah, I thought that there was a couple moments, Mike, I know you noticed them, where they bumped him out. He'd been playing interior, if you will, 3 technique stuff, and I thought they popped him out over the tackle a couple of times. Some of it had to do with, we haven't been very good on the edge in some of that toss play. Namely, James Pierce has struggled with those crack blocks where they've been able to get to the perimeter. And they did that a couple times in the game, and all of a sudden Dorlus is playing outside a little bit. But I thought his versatility came to life. That's what you kind of drafted him for. That's what you showed at Oregon, his ability to play across the front and his quickness off of the ball. I think he's playing with a higher sense of confidence. in what Jeff Ulbrich wants him to do, and I think it's turned him loose a little bit. I think we're going to continue to see a ceiling raised for Brandon Dorlus. I think he's going to continue to be a big-time player for us. He seemed extremely excited about what he was able to do yesterday. Obviously got the two sacks, but I think that it feeds into the rest of the guys. When Walker plays that way, Dorlus plays that way, I think it feeds the rest of the players. I mentioned it's like a feeding frenzy for those guys there in the second half.
Arch, let's talk about Drake London. You know, the couple of those catches yesterday felt miraculous. The other ones felt like perfect ball placement and him being just the stud that he is. I don't even know where to begin, but what do you see from him as a receiver? I know yesterday when we were interviewing him, you wish I was able to throw the ball to you when I was playing.
Well, you talk about a security blanket, man, for a wide receiver, for a quarterback. You got a 6'4", 6'5", guy that can go up the ladder. Remember, a basketball background for him, so he understands screening guys out. He understands high point the ball, and he did that a number of times yesterday. There's just – if you get the ball within his reach, I think it's like an 80% chance he's going to pull it in. And I'm talking about stuff just on a touchdown catch he makes late. The one-handed stab in the corner of the end zone was just a phenomenal play. Really cool design. By Zach Robinson on the third down, or on the touchdown, the first touchdown Atlanta had, where they motioned him inside of Mooney, and then he stemmed his route to the inside and got isolated on their nickelback. Their nickel's 5'8", 180, one of those kind of guys. And so a perfect matchup. He was able to acquire that based on the movement that Zach put into that play to get him free. But just his ability to high point the ball, his confidence. We talked about this in the pregame, and I asked Mike about it. Who's the one guy that's is a dog on offense?
Dog.
And it's Drake London. He's the guy. And Drake even talked about it postgame. He says he needs to inject that more into the guys around him. He's taking that on himself. He's got to get more guys playing with that kind of confidence. And, hey, we're supposed to win. This is what's supposed to happen when you make big plays. And so – hopefully that continues to grow. But, you know, the conversation about him being a top 10 receiver, you got to start talking about him being one of the top 5 receivers in the National Football League.
Arch, before we let you go real quick, I just got to ask about the intentional grounding there at the end that really was just brutal for the Falcons in this comeback attempt and attempt to get into field goal range. Just one of those situations that stinks all the way around. As a quarterback, is that something you have in the back of your mind, or do you think that that's just a snap reaction for most guys and hopefully it's something Penix can learn from?
Yeah, it's both, Mike. It's one of those things you know you have in your hip pocket that you got to find a viable receiver, you know, whether it's a tight end that's actually blocking. And let's face it, the play is – it's a call that's dumb anyway because – you got a tight end that's blocking, but if I throw the ground his feet on the ground, that's not grounding. I mean, he's blocking somebody coming off the edge. He's clearly not trying to complete a pass to anybody. The guy's not going out for a route, yet I can throw it in the ground next to him because he's an eligible receiver. It's a stupid rule, but that's what you're trying to do from a quarterback standpoint is have in your head you know where your people are deployed and what they're doing. And so if you do get in trouble, it's a snap decision, like you just said, to throw the ball at somebody's feet. You see it all the time on a three-count screen. We saw it yesterday where Bijan get covered up by the linebacker, so you throw the ball at his feet because that was the play. It's kind of one of those dumb NFL rules that you get away with if there's a guy that, quote-unquote, at the start of the play was an eligible receiver. And so you've got to keep that in your mind as to where those guys are, so you can kind of get it in the area. Now, I haven't gone back and seen it yet. You guys have obviously taken a look at it. I'm kind of reveling at the Walker play right at the end of the first half right now, so I'm still working my way into the second half on rewatching the tape. But I'll take a look at it, and hopefully you and I can have a discussion about it here down the road.
Well, Dave, I'm sure you haven't even unpacked from yesterday. It's a quick turnaround here. Are you getting set for Germany?
Callie, it's an immediate unpack for me.
Oh.
And Bo will tell you, I've got a small bag. It doesn't take me very long. You know, Bo's got the pleather bag that he carries. I carry a nice compact bag.
Sorry, I don't have the hard plastic. So,
well, he has to be. It's a hard plastic, and part of that has to be because he has to sit on the bag to be able to see the screen in front of him on his chair. So.
Dave, we appreciate the time and the jokes and the shots, as always. Safe travels to Germany. Take care of our squid, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll try to. You know, he's going to be a favorite dining experience for somebody over there, probably. So we'll see.
What?
Squid. They eat squid. All right. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And coming up, of course, we're taking your calls on yesterday's game, 404-726-0929. And we do have a life of squid.
The candy I gave out on Friday for Halloween, well, I put out for the kids while I went around. Might surprise you. I'll tell you what it was next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 9 and the game, and
the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep. Good morning. It is 8:45 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being here. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are your therapist this morning after the Falcons game. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Atlanta Falcons, of course, did fall to the New England Patriots 24-23. Michael Penix completed 22 passes for 221 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also rushed twice for 19 yards, including a career long of 15 yards. Let's hear from Michael Penix. He was talking with Dave Archer yesterday after the game.
Maybe I should just talk instead.
Yeah, for sure. My QB coach, DJ, he just kept telling me, keep playing. You know, it's NFL football. You know, we're still in the game whenever we were down by 2 scores, and we just kept playing. And obviously the defense had 2 big-time turnovers to help us, you know, give us that energy to go out there and, you know, put points on the board to make it a close game. But like you said, man, we didn't finish the job, and we got work to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this whole team's got work to do. This whole organization's got work to do. You know, I think that Dave brought up a couple of good points. I thought that Michael really grew into the game. I think that we've all kind of asked questions about him working through his progressions. You know, when you come off the Buffalo game and he's targeted 16 times, and you kind of wonder if that's sustainable moving forward. And, I think that he is so valuable to any quarterback we play, but I think that really was the nail in the coffin when you put Kirk Cousins in there and no Drake London, and Arch talks about the separation. But I think Michael Penix really kind of grew into things. I love the fact, and you brought it up, I love the fact that he utilized his legs multiple times yesterday. I think that has got to be a component of what we're trying to get done offensively.
I think the key for – I've thought this for a while. The key for Penix to me unlocking it is allowing himself to move and escape the pocket. And I don't need you to throw always on the run. Get out and make plays with your feet. And it I think it unlocks it frees him. There's times where, you know, we can sit here and blame everybody else all we want, but there are times where Penix plays hesitant. He plays tight. The unwillingness to let the ball rip, unwillingness to go across the middle. At times yesterday, it felt like he got out of all of those things.
Yeah,
and that's what you need. You know, it did hurt. I think Kirk Cousins without having Drake London, but. That was more than that. I still don't know what the hell Miami was. I don't even know what to say about that game. When you go back, and every time that gets mentioned, anything about that game gets mentioned, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
They were victorious. That's the only thing you can
say. But it did feel like as the game went on, Michael Penix got way more comfortable with what he was being asked to do, what they were doing, and how the game flow went.
Well, and we have been taking your calls all day long, letting you air out your feelings. Danny from Lawrenceville is hanging on the line. Danny, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you taking my call. Mike, I'm not going to go into a repeated analysis of what's wrong. The coaching issues are there. They had another deal yesterday. There was a hands-to-the-face call on New England, and we had to call another timeout. I'm not going to go into all that, but well, last comment. The playbook doesn't have enough plays in it. You've said that. You're correct. But here's my question to both you guys. Are you going to take that kicker to Berlin? I say no way. That's two games that you've lost with a kicker now. And, you know, what about Lenny Craig? I mean, he's got a big foot. I mean, you've got to give somebody else a chance. You can't miss clutch kicks like that in the NFL. Hey, I forgive you if you missed one in the first quarter. The game's on. There's no way I'm taking that kicker. I'll hang up and listen to your comments, and I want to hear both of you. Are you going to take that kicker not? What are you going to do?
Thanks, man.
I would believe that there'll be some kicking. There is another guy on the practice squad, if I'm not mistaken. They signed him. I can't remember who it was. But look, Lenny Craig, just because you have a big – remember, they signed him after Parker had the couple misses in Carolina. I don't believe he's been released. I'll double-check. You said Lenny Craig, yes, he has a big leg. Big legs don't make accurate legs always.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm tempted to just believe them when they say he's not ready. Because if you carried him all this time and he's just not part of the plan, and you've gone to the waiver wire a couple of times now for tryouts, I'm just going to believe the fact that what you've seen, it doesn't have Lenny Craig there. But I look, to answer the question, me, probably not. I'm just going to be real. I think we've all seen it play out enough times. It's not that you didn't give Parker Romo a shot, man. He had a shot and he blew it. And I think that when it comes down to it, when it comes to that position, you have to show it on the field. To answer your question, no, I'm not taking him. Not taking him to Germany.
You got a guy named Ben Sauls on the practice squad right now, along with Lenny Craig. Sauls is a rookie out of Pittsburgh. All I can give you is what he did in college, because he hasn't kicked. He spent training camp with the Steelers. He was 81% in college on his career with a long of 58. That's in 53 games. Last year, his senior year, he made 87.5% of his kicks and all of his extra points. So,
that's my option. Maybe, that just answers the question. Are you going to take this kicker to Germany? No, I'm not. I'm not taking Parker Romo to Germany with me.
And I'm perfectly fine with if Ben. I don't know what Ben Sauls has been in practice. So maybe it's not Ben Sauls, maybe it's somebody else. But there's no hurt feelings with me if you say we have cut Parker Romo. I understand it.
It's not that you didn't give him a shot. He has had every shot.
You got to make kicks in this league. That's your job. That's what it is. If you're a long snapper and you can't snap the ball, guess what happens? They find a new one.
Well, before we get to Berlin, I want to let you know that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. And by Alumni Hall, shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. Then at 11:30, we have BYU facing Texas Tech. It's all Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What the hell just happened?
You didn't understand that? You better.
No. That was unnerving.
You mean to tell me you didn't? I thought you told us you were going to do Life of Squid in German today.
No, I never said that.
You didn't sign up for that.
I said I was going to talk about candy. The hell are you talking about? I do need to talk to you about the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, by the way.
Dang.
November 24th. Which is 21 days away.
Good.
Wow.
Good
3 weeks away.
Good man.
Look, all brought to you by Finley Roofing, which is our sponsor. We're going to have McDonald's breakfast. Twin Peaks is going to be a part of it. There's some other, maybe some booze places. A little chat whiskey might be a part of it.
Right.
Got a lot of things brewing for that. Really excited. It's almost sold out. So you better get in now. It's one hand. How many foursomes are left?
Foursomes.
Yeah. So you need to go to the 92.9 The Game events page, click, or 92.9 website, click on the events page, and sign up and register for your foursome today.
So we're going to have booze, we're going to eat McDonald's, we're going to play golf, all to benefit Pets for Vets.
That's right. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. So anyways, remember when I did that little list about the worst Halloween candy and you should be ashamed if you give out certain candy.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And
not candy corn.
No, God, no.
Oh,
but I talked
about
Tootsie Rolls, and then we were given Tootsie Roll Pops by the Brookhaven Police Department.
Right.
Well, in our first Halloween as a family, as in with a kid, we are sitting there, and we're literally about to go out. We're about to go on the golf cart. Everything is ready to go, and Amy goes, oh, I've been so focused on what we're doing and what we're going as, and give her credit, she did all the Halloween costumes. I didn't buy any candy.
Oh, dude.
No.
And I said, well, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I was like, I got some candy in my truck. She goes, what? I go, yeah. I said, remember the Brookhaven cops brought me the Tootsie Roll Pop? She goes, yeah. I go, I'll just put them in a bowl and put them out.
Dude, you gave out the Brookhaven Police Department's Tootsie Pops at your own door.
After you hated on them.
Yeah. The turntables.
I'm judging you, dude. I'm absolutely judging you right now.
You know what?
Unbelievable.
Here's the deal. I judged me a little bit, too, and then I said, nah, you got an out. You got a kid now. You can pull the kid card.
It's at least better than like just turning off the light and acting like it didn't happen. You know what I mean?
That's true. Something's better than nothing.
Well, you know what's funny is my neighbors, we always, before we had a kid, we always sit in our driveway. Normally my driveway, but somebody's driveway, give out candy, have a bonfire, like the whole thing, which we ended up doing when we got back from trick-or-treating with them. But, so they kept yelling at people going to my door. Like, there's no candy over there. They're not here. And one kid finally yelled back, there's a bowl here with Tootsie Roll Pops. So they were like,
shut your mouth, old man.
And most of the Tootsie Roll Pops were gone when we got back. So good
love
for
it,
those
man.
Kids. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brookhaven Police Department.
Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
don't give out Tootsie Roll Pops for candy ever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.